See Jesus coming in glory when he comes from his home in the sky. Then we shall meet him in that bright mansion. We'll understand it all by and by. Farther along we'll know all about it. Farther along we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by.
Praise the Lord. You may be seated.
I never heard that all the way through.
That's got some good verses in there, yeah. Praise the Lord. I especially like the part that says, cheer up, my brethren. And so we're going to work on that a little bit here this morning. Hallelujah. If you have a Bible, I didn't have one of these picked out, let's go ahead and start in the book of 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 16 and 17 and 18. 1 Thessalonians, praise the Lord, it seems like I've been busy preaching a bunch of things here have keen interest again and fit right in. We went through the month of October talking about the second coming of Christ, and so I had a whole bunch of things just saying, wow, we need to cover this church. And so we have covered some of those. And this is another one that I think it's important, especially in November, that we cover from God's Word. And that is two things, praise and thanksgiving. I said 1 Thessalonians in chapter 5. I praise the Lord that call to glory. I write out a 300-word essay every week. I have since 2015, if I remember right. And so that's a lot of essays again. And I found again that my essays are usually better than my preaching again. So I've started writing my essays before I preach again, and that's helped me a little bit here. There's things you can't fit in 300 words that need to be said about praise and thanksgiving. A while ago, I preached a message. It's amazing what praising can do. And I wrote an essay out of that. And they're called to glory. Bless their heart. Picked it up and printed that. And then they have something where they have the pastors who wrote the articles recite the article. And they have it on it's not a blog. It's whatever you have that you listen to every week.
Podcast.
They got a podcast now of called the Glory, and so I'm on that. I don't know what a podcast is. My son has a podcast. I've signed up to receive it, and my grandson, and I can't figure out how to work podcasts. So I don't know anything about podcasts, but I do like them again, and I like again that called the Glory has this one, and so these are the verses right out of a podcast that I put for November 28th and the call to glory. So let's go ahead and look again at the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5. And look with me again at verse 16, 17, and 18. Again, very familiar verses. And you follow along in your Bible as I read from God's holy word. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Bible closing again the letter to the Thessalonica's church there again, and Paul says this: rejoice evermore. Verse 17, pray without ceasing. And verse 18, in everything
give thanks,
for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. There's a bunch more single line commands that's given here in this closing But we want to focus on that one, especially the line that says, rejoice, and the line that says, in everything, give thanks. Here in the month of November, I want to praise the Lord that we're in a country that has a national day of thanksgiving. And so in rejoicing with that again, especially in the dire state of our own country and its direction, it's important that we, again, in everything give thanks and learn to praise His holy name. Father, praise You again and thank You. Thank You now for Your word, and thank You that we could look into it and be strengthened and encouraged. And pray, Father, even as we walk through this new week, that You'd help us to recognize that, again, You have written a manual that tells us how to order our lives here on this earth. And for a Christian, boy, there's an important healing, there's an important presence, there's an important emphasis on giving praise to You and being thankful. I pray that You'd help us absorb a little of that today from Your words. In the name of Christ we pray, amen. Thanksgiving is a word that's found in the Bible. Colossians 4 says, "For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many rebound to the glory of God." 2 Corinthians 9, "Being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God." Philippians chapter 4, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Colossians 2, "Rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving." Colossians chapter 4, "Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving." 1 Timothy chapter 4, "For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving." I'll interrupt this message to say I had a fried heart for supper last night. And fried liver, fresh liver for breakfast this morning. And so I couldn't give my wife to give thanks for the fried liver. But praise the Lord, I gave double hallelujah. And appreciate again that God made us creatures so that we could eat them. 1 Timothy 4:4 says that. Revelation chapter 7, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving." Think about where we're at. Revelation chapter 7. "Thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen." Those are a list of sightings from a message that I put together called "It's Amazing What Praising Can Do." And so I want to just go ahead and rehearse some of the fine points of that. Four times in 40 verses in Psalms 107, the psalmist writes, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men." Let's open to Psalms 107. Now that I read that, I'm thinking, yeah, I wanted to use that as an opening text. That would have been good. Psalms 107. And what a tremendous psalm. This is the opening of a book. I like the book divisions in Psalms if your Bible has them divided out. This is book number 5. Of 5, it goes from 107 all the way to 150. And I've gone through and looked at the organization of them, and I think the books start with an introduction and end with a good conclusion. Each one of those books were assembled separately as psalm books for the Hebrews. And so here we are in Psalms 107. "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." Psalms 107, verse 2. let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right hand, that they might go to a city of habitation. We're just strangers in this old world, and boy, it's being emphasized again, even in the course of this world. And so look at verse 8 then. It says, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." Some other verses then. Look at verse 5. "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." Some more verses of illustration. And then look at verse 21. "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." Some more explanation verses. And then again, another illustration given here. And then verse 31. "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." The times are set in staging areas where men are delivered from hunger and thirst, where men are delivered from the shadows of death, where men from a fool's nation are delivered. And it's a blessing, again, to be in a nation that has a Thanksgiving day, a day of Thanksgiving. And then from the storms and distresses of trouble, man is delivered, and it's amazing what praising could do. Every one of those, again, lines up with that line that says, "Rejoice evermore, and in everything give thanks." And so, again, notice here, again, the psalmist has illustrated that. And as we consider this theme, in a nation that has a national day of Thanksgiving, this year is also plagued with a godless slide into Marxist socialism. Let us heed the psalmist and double down on praise and thanksgiving this month, this year even. Depraved of man's first two steps away from God, depraved man takes these steps. They glorified him not as God. Romans chapter 1.
Yep.
Step number 2. Mm-hmm. And that they glorified him not as God. And 2, neither were they thankful. Boy, be careful in our lives. We talked a little bit in Sunday school about getting bitter against God. And boy, I've seen that so many times. Listen, when you're angry at God and bitter against God, I'll tell you, it's not going to end well for you again.
Yeah.
And so learn that quickly again, and understand again that we need to be thankful. Number 1, glorify God, praise his holy name. Number 2, be thankful. That's right out of Romans 1, 20 and 23. A month of praise and thanksgiving is in good order. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Old Testament Levites, able ministers, were to stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord. 1 Chronicles 23. We should do no less. In this present distress, in heartache, in pain, in victory, in defeat, in success and in failure, in stress and in peace, in discord and in accord, and in discouragement and encouragement, stand, thank, and praise the Lord. The psalmist put it, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me?" Listen, then he said, "Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God." Psalm 42. Praise changes your brain chemistry, faster than Prozac musters serotonin. Side effects are all blessings. America is in a mess filled with stinking thinking. But he has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Psalms chapter 40. Thanksgiving and praise to the Lord ought to be regular in our lives. And it'll change our moods. It'll change our lives. Listen, it changes our brain chemistry.
Yeah.
There was a day when depression was treated with no drugs. Depression was only treated with talk therapy. That again, that we could, what's going on in our mind, and consciously being aware of what's going on in our mind and in our body chemistry. Depression is bigger than discouragement. It is where again your body has gone through a chemistry problem. And that's either because of our diet, which is not unusual in our society, but it's also because of having our mind in the wrong places. We're susceptible to that. Again, when we go through grief, when we go through loss, when we go through situations. And the solution to that is, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his wondrous works. And so again, as we consider these things here, again, understand that taking mind-controlling drugs is a very dangerous thing that we find in our society today. It's amazing what praising can do. Take heed to the psalmist. Double down on praise and thanksgiving. And remember, Romans chapter 1, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. And then there's a whole list where they tumble down the old stairs away from God. Those first two steps they tripped on are important to us as Christians, because I've seen a lot of Christians stumble and move away from God. Christians, even because of that. A lack of giving God glory, praising God, and lack of thanksgiving. A month of praise and thanksgiving is in good order, as I said. 1 Chronicles 23 says, "For David said, the Lord God of Israel hath given rest unto his people, that they may dwell in Jerusalem forever. And also unto the Levites, they shall no more carry the tabernacle, nor any vessels of it, for the service thereof. Because their office was to wait on the sons of Aaron for the service of the house of the Lord in the courts and in the chambers and in the purifying of holy things and the work of the service of the house of God. And to stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord and likewise at evening and to offer all burnt sacrifices unto the Lord in the Sabbath." Listen, we don't have to do all of that offerings, as it were, because we have an offering in the Lord Jesus Christ. But boy, I'd encourage you that we need to stand. I'd mentioned here before that your first waking thought in the morning, if we could take efforts to make that think about sitting on our hunting stand. Oh, no, that wasn't it. If we could take great efforts to think again that the first thoughts of consciousness we have in the morning are not for things going on in our life, but are things about our relationship with God. That we would again, first thing, what's the song we used to sing at camp? "Good morning, Lord, this is your day. I am your child, show me the way."
Yeah.
"Good morning, Lord, this is your day. I am your child, show me the way." We sang that every morning at camp. And boy, I'd encourage you to get a song in your heart in the morning. And that's one of those times that you can carry it in the bucket. No one will hear you, but your spouse, if she's there, he's there. But again, that we would just sing that song would be a good start. But again, to give praise to God and to have thanksgiving. Man, if you could ever do that, you ought to be able to do it in November again when we have a national day of thanksgiving. In this present distress, as I said, boy, we need to be ready and willing and eager to praise the Lord. Praise changes your brain chemistry. America's in a mess. Let's read some Praise Ye the Lords. Psalm 104 says, "Let the sinners be consumed out of the earth, and let the wicked be no more." Sounds a little hostile, doesn't it? But listen, that's a direction. That's what God has in plan. That's what God has in store. We're looking for the day of the Lord, the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're looking to meet Him in the air before His foot touches down again when He comes and brings judgment to this earth. But there's a judgment coming to this earth. And so we find it there in Psalms 104, that the wicked will be no more. And then it says, "Bless thou the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord." Psalm 106 says, "Praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." Let me pitch in right there that if you have a ESV, English Standard Version, that I think MacArthur was using now, a lot of the other Bible teachers are using the ESV. It took the mercy, so they could get a copyright, they took mercy out of the Bible. What's that psalm? I think it's in our schedule to read this week. Psalm 136? It wasn't today, was it? 36. That'd be tomorrow on the 16th. No, it is today.
Yeah.
Psalm 136, that has what, 27 verses? 26 verses? However many it has, it's got 26 times it says, "For His mercy endureth forever."
Yeah.
While you're reading that this day, I'd have you recognize again that every one of those was ripped out of the Bible by the English Standard Version translators, and they put, "His steadfast love will endure forever." Listen, that's a lot different than "the mercy of the Lord endures forever." I mentioned this to a pastor friend of mine. We sat in a Gideon's banquet again together, and they read Psalms 136 out loud out of an ESV Bible, like they didn't know any better. And I was so mad, I was hopping up and down at my table, and a pastor that y'all know and I know said, "It's okay, it's okay. I mean, it's not in your Bible, but it's still true that His steadfast love does live forever." And so he was okay with them changing the words of the Bible because it's still true. I was not okay with them changing the words out of the Bible so that they could get a copyright. And so there it is again, right there in our verse. "For His mercy endureth forever," Psalms 106. And especially Psalms 136 for every verse. Verse 48 of 106 says, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. And all the people shall say, Amen. Praise ye the Lord." And boy, it's good to say that out loud. The preacher last Friday night said, "Every time you say amen, I shorten my message. Every time I hear no amens, my message just gets 5 minutes longer until I get these people's attention," he said. Amen, well, amen. We was amening last Friday night there again, so hallelujah. He still went to 9 o'clock. Psalms 106, we read. Psalms 111, "Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation." So praise Him again in church. Hallelujah. Praise Him in the world. Praise Him everywhere we go. Psalm 112, "Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in His commandments." Psalm 113, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. He maketh the barren woman to keep house and to be joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord." Psalm 116, "In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord." Psalms 117, "For His merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord." Psalm 135, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise Him, O ye servants of the Lord." Verse 21 says, "Blessed be the Lord out of Zion, which dwelleth at Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 146. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. The Lord shall reign, O forever. Even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 147. Praise ye the Lord. For it is good to sing praises unto our God. For it is pleasant, and praise is comely. My mom used to say, don't wear green. You look comely in blue. And that stuck in my head because I didn't know what comely was.
I don't either.
Yeah, yeah. So you need a dictionary to understand my mom's Italian, I suppose. But here it is. It's in the Bible. And I remember seeing it in both places and thinking, oh, wow, that is a Bible word. Let's read it again. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God. For it is pleasant, for it is comely. And then verse 20 says, he that hath not dealt so with any nation, and as for his judgments, he hath not known them. Praise ye the Lord, even for our own nation. If it doesn't learn to praise the Lord, it's going to be hard to say God bless America when America's shaking their fist at our God. And so again, we need to come to a place where we're praising him in everything because it is comely. Psalms 148, praise ye the Lord, praise ye the Lord from the heavens, praise him in the heights. He also exalteth the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 149, praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. To execute upon them the judgment written is this honor, have all the saints. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 150 that we just read. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his firmament of his power. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. If you've got breath, we've got a responsibility to praise the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 20 says, sing unto the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, for he hath delivered thy soul of the poor man and the hand out of the hand of evil doers. So we have, dare I say, an obligation to praise the Lord, given from God's word. Boy, I take hope again that we'll have a ringing out, even this week, even this month of Thanksgiving, of praise to our God. Praise the Lord. And so as we consider those things again, I appreciate again that we could, in the month of November, spend time in thanksgiving and in praise. And if you made a list of things that you wanted to praise the Lord for and had 31 things on your list for the month of November, 30 days have 30 things. If you have one, that would be a tip again at the end again. So 30 things to praise the Lord for. Listen, that's just the beginning of count your many blessings. And so we want to again praise the Lord here in the month of Thanksgiving and have praise to his name. Next week we'll look a little more into the idea of Thanksgiving and how important that is. But this week, again, I just want to emphasize that we are to exalt his name. There's a phrase in the Bible over and over that talks about bless the Lord. In fact, I read it, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. What does it mean to bless the Lord? I want you to think about that. When we bless the Lord, when we bless somebody here on this earth, they look at us and say, wow, that was a tremendous blessing for me. When we bless the Lord, I mean this perfectly respectfully, God looks at us and said, that is a tremendous blessing to me. And think about that for a minute. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Again, means that we should do something to God. And when we have a blessing, when you say bless you, when somebody sneezes, my understanding of that and the physiology of it all. No, because of all the football we watched yesterday, the physicality of all of that is that we again say, bless the Lord, because when you sneeze, your heart stops and skips a beat, and again, you recover from that. While you're driving, probably you've noticed this, when you sneeze, you close your eyes, okay? That's very dangerous, I've decided, especially when you're old with cataracts. Again, it gets worse. Again, to understand that, hey, when we sneeze, we say, bless you, because that means that, hey, God has done something for you that you can't do for yourself. And when I say to someone, well, the Lord bless you, that's what I'm pronouncing again. I'm praying again that Lord would do something for you that you cannot do for yourself. And so that's the phraseology of blessing somebody, to doing something for them that they are unable to do for themselves. And listen, when the Bible says that I'm to bless the Lord, O my soul, I'm to do something for God, I mean this respectfully, that he cannot do for himself. And that is to praise his name, to bring glory to his name. And God looks to you to do that. God looks at us and says, hey, you're to bless me. In other words, you are to do something for God that he won't do for himself. And that is to bring glory to his name, to bring praise to his name. If you read Ephesians chapter 2, that's the whole purpose of our salvation, is so that all through eternity he'll have someone to point to and say, that's what my grace did. That's a picture of my grace right there in the church and the redeemed of the Lord. And so when the redeemed of the Lord say so, listen, it is a blessing to God. And we ought to say so. We ought to praise his name. And so this week, I encourage you, find something that you could just have a hallelujah fit over. And praise the Lord. And then make a list and get 30 on your list at least. And let's just be a people of praise. And again, it changes our attitude. It changes our demeanor. It changes the way we look at life. It changes the people around us and how we go through trials and challenges. And so let's just be a people who praise the Lord this week. Father, praise you. Thank you for your word, and I thank you that it's filled with praise. I thank you that it's filled with blessings to us. And thank you that you'd ask again that we would bless you with our praise, with our thanksgiving. And I pray, Father, as we do that this week, that you'd fix our lives, that you'd fix our attitudes, that you'd scrape out any stinking thinking that's left in our lives, and cause again, Father, that we could just have a new walk and a new attitude with you that's just a perpetual praise of your name. We think of Job, who even in the loss of everything, in his life, Father, he gave you praise and he blessed you. And I pray again that you'd help us no matter our circumstances, but especially because of the blessings you've poured into our lives, that we would be a people of praise. And we'll give you the praise now for your touch on our lives. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. Let's stand. I've been accused of being a Presbyterian because we sing the doxology. So if you don't know the doxology, it's not in any Baptist hymn books that I've got. So maybe it is Presbyterian. Who knows? But let's just sing, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's go to the house.
We are great God.